I don't know what's real. I don't know what's not real.
Limited Capacity is a collection of six darkly amusing stories about the mysterious ways we interact with the internet and with each other.
There's something going on with him. It's like an act. I don't trust him.
What?
You're staring at me like I should say something, but I don't really know what to do here.
That's the whole name of the game. Don't talk about how the town isn't real. Do you understand?
Limited Capacity. Available now on CBC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a CBC original podcast.
This is a real sensitive subject for me.
I'm scared of the dark because I have my favorite toy and his name's Ted. And I feel like bad guys are going to steal my favorite toy, Ted.
Every time he left the room, even to go to the washroom, I would like dash, open it, scan the page, running my finger down the page for my name, and then close it with my heart beating and act like nothing had happened.
Hey, it's Lou. I'm back. Did you miss me? I just wanted to let you know that season 2 of Love Me will be launching very soon. July 10th soon. We'll be bringing you more stories about the messiness of human connection. There's a man who fields an unusual request from his father-in-law.
We were sitting in the kitchen together, and he said,
"Kurt, I was wondering if you would build a coffin for me."
And a life-saving friendship with an overweight, toothless chihuahua.
And she nestled into my armpit, her two long, broken legs sticking out the side of me as I held her like a baby. And I can feel her heartbeat beating against mine.
Subscribe to the podcast at cbc.ca/loveme or wherever you listen to podcasts. And listen to season 2 starting July 10th. We've even got your favorite 90s TV stars.
Luke Perry was 2 feet away from me. My entire body began to sweat.
He kept saying, "Please," you know, which he spelled wrong. He spelled it with 3 E's. "Please, please help me."
And my girlfriend and I were sitting there in the dark with the engine tick, tick, ticking like some kind of bomb.
And it was such a terrible moment because it was so close. And it was the most impossible journey and one of the hardest places for him to go.
It was the worst thing he could possibly have done to me in that moment because he was destroying the new life that I built for myself.
Crouch,
and he was destroying
weeping on bare, filthy surface, like bathroom floor.
Loretta is a very cranky
Jess
roommate.
Is so nice.
Maybe I'm not strong enough.
I came in here alone, and I'm going to leave alone.
We could surrender.
And I still can't imagine him coming home.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.